Okay, this simin is about things that you're allowed to do for refuah purposes. We're going to get to Yaharik Val Yavar. The rules of Yaharik Val Yavar are in simin Kuf Nun Zayin. What we have here in Kuf Nun Hey Siv Beis is something that connects to the din of Yaharik Val Yavar. So I'd like to just sort of give a stickle hadama, something we're going to have later, and then we'll learn the sif. There is a machlaikis rishaynim, which is a machlaikis with extraordinary nafkaminis. If abizrayu of the three averis are yaharik val yavar, what that means is this. As you know, there are three averis that are yaharik val yavar, g'arayish v'chestonim, and avodah zarah. And on the ikar avera of these three, it's yaharik val yavar. The shaila is abizrayu of these three. Abizrayu means the side isurim that are involved in these three averis. The most pronounced, the most the one that's of discussed most in the not only in the Rishayim but in the Paiskim is whether chibuk v'nishuk to an erva is yaharik val yavar. Now, there's only an issa misa if somebody is bayil in erva and a maisa biya. Chibuk and nishuk is aser min atayra. Alts leisik revu legalis erva. Leisik revu means don't do things that could bring you to gili erva, and those things are aser be'etzem even if they don't bring to gili erva. And from there we learn out that chibuk nishuk and divrei chiba are also to an erva. Now, so we're going to discuss Negiya Shel Chiba, Eina Shel Chiba, Pashas Negiya of Chiba, is Aser to the Arayis. Now that, is that Yaharik Val Yavar as well? Is Chiba Kanishuk Yaharik Val Yavar, or it's not Yaharik Val Yavar? So this is a Machlaikis, two Shittas we're going to have in Kufnun Zayin, and we're going to have here in Siv Beis as well, two shittas that seem to be the same achlaikis. That's going to be the discussion. Whether Kufnun Hei, Kufnun Zayin are the same achlaikis. The Stipler writes about shaking hands with a woman, that it's Yaharik Val Yavar. That's what the Stipler writes in his letter. It's Yaharik Val Yavar. Because Negiya Shel Chiba is the same as Chibuk and Nishuk. Chibuk is hugging, is Negiya Shel Chiba. And the Stipler writes that it's Yaharik Val Yavar. Rav Moshe, who also holds its Asa Min HaTorah, doesn't write Yaharik Val Yavar. He doesn't demand that it's Yaharik Val Yavar, because it's not Poshit, that Abizrayu is Yaharik Val Yavar. Rav Moshe has four tshuvas on shaking hands with a woman. In the first three, he says it's an Issa Dereisa. In the fourth tshuva, he writes that he was told that Rav Breuer was Matir. So he says, if Rabboya was Matir, he probably holds that it's called Negiya She'ena Shel Chiba. That a handshake today is not an expression of friendship, it's just a formality. With an erva, with someone that it's also to be by. So what? Something which is a deraisa, yeah. If it's a derabanan, then it's not. But the point is that you have three shitas. If a handshake is Yaharik Val Yavar, if you hold it to Negiya Shel Chiba, and it's Abizrayu, and you hold Abizrayu as Yaharik Val Yavar, then it's Yaharik Val Yavar. If you hold that it's Negiya Shel Chiba, but you don't hold Abizrayu, so then it's awesome, but it's not Yaharik Val Yavar. If you hold this Negiya She'eino Shel Chiba, so we're going to have that in Kufnun Zayin, that the Shach is going to hold Paskin, that Negiya She'eino Shel Chiba is not awesome, and it's Mutter, even Lechatchila. Because Lo Sikruvu Legali Sarva means something that brings to a Kravus. So those are the three shittas. What's nagaya for us today is this machlaikis, to know the machlaikis, if Abizrayu is usher, is Yaharik Val Yavar or not. And that is essentially the two shittas here, probably the two shittas in Sif Beis. So let's learn Sif Beis. Again, Kufnun Hei is dealing with refuah, things you're allowed to do for refuah purposes. The Mechaber says, Oivik echavim shabal arapais es Yisrael v'amalei Kach mi mayim elu, I mi ilam plaini shem shalalilim. Okay, so Beis is a fellow who has a disease. He goes to a doctor, and the doctor says that your refuah is from these and these things which are of an avodah zarah. So is that mutter or it's not mutter? I mean Avishag. So that okay, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. It's Hashem. Good. So now here it's he did marry her. Right? So that's going to be the chiluk that we're going to say. Let's see what it says. The question is: does he mean dafka the avodah zarah? Does he mean this and this, which happens to be available at the base of avodah zarah? So let's see what it says. If the guy says ilam plani or mayim plani shem shelalilim aser, then it's aser to be misrapid. He just told him you need this type of water or this type of tree. A tree. Even though this water and tree is not mitsuya, only by the avodah zarah mutter. He wasn't tailored the refuah in the fact that they're avodah zarah. So what does this shita hold? This shita holds that it depends. If the person who gives the refuah is toiled in avodah zarah, he says dafka shel avodah zarah is a you need for refuah. So then there's an iser. If he wasn't toiled, in other words, he said you need the bark of an oak tree, and your neighbor the oak tree is in the base of avodah zarah, so you're allowed to take off the bark of the oak tree and you're allowed to use it. That's the first shita. You have to understand that. The second shita says, Yesh Isrim Gambazah. I feel a ba'imalai, even if he tells him, Havei Olim Stam, Devilay Miyase Asherah. The second shita holds that it's Asr anyway. In other words, the second shita holds it's an Issa Be'etzem, to have a refuah from Avodah Zarah. That even if it's not because it's Avodah Zarah, but there's a deraisa of Lo Yidbak Biyotcha Mu'uma. There's a lav deraisa by avodah zarah not to attach yourself to it at all. So the second shita holds leyidbak biyachamum is a lav of avodah zarah. It's yahar val yaver that it's also to have a refuah from it. The first shita says no, out the lav. That's only a lav. A lav is not yahar val yaver. You'll have to have a refuah from a lav. If the guy says, the doctor says dafka shel avodah zarah, then it's also. Why is that different? So this is a sheet of Taisus and the Rosh. Taisus and the Rosh hold that there's a gezeira dilma osi lam shuchei basrei. If the only refuah you can have is from avodah zarah, and avodah zarah saves a person's life, we're afraid the person will be nimshach after the avodah zarah, and therefore it's osur. So let's try to think into what we're saying here. The Gemara says b'chol misrapin chutz me'asei asherah. Gemara says b'sachm chafei, you can have a refuah from anything except for the tree of an asherah. What is the iser of asei asherah? The first shita holds it's a gzeira derabbanon. They may be a harg v'ayavah gzeira derabbanon. Dilma osi lam shuchei vasrei that you bite nimshach yifter avodah zarah, and that's the reason it's aser. That's only if it's only the avodah zarah that could save you. If they tell you you need, like I said, this and this, and it happens to be Shalvei Dezara, there's no problem. The second Shita, which is the Shita of Yerushalmi, is that no, that there's a lav of Layidbak Biyotcha Mu'uma, and that's Yaharig Val Yavar, by my pligi. They argue Pashtus in this Yisayd. If you hold Abizrayu Davai Dezara, is Yaharig Val Yavar. The first Shita holds Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah is not Yehorek Valyavar. A lav of Avodah Zarah is not Yehorek Valyavar. Bowing to an Avodah Zarah is Yehorek Valyavar. But Abizrayu d'Avodah Zarah lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma not to have anof from an Avodah Zarah, that's a lav. That's not Yehorek Valyavar. That's the first shita. So why is it also here? Because of Gezeirah Dilma Aslam Shuchi Basra. The second shita disagrees. The second shita says no. Even a lav of avodah zarah is also yaharig v'ayavar, and therefore it's yaharig v'ayavar to have enough of an avodah zarah. Even though you don't need the avodah zarah, you need a piece of oak tree. But if you only have oak tree of Avodah Zarah, see, so now aim b'chol misraf and chutz miatzei asher. Everyone agrees there's a lav. Question is, do we look at that lav as one of the 610 mitzvahs that are not yarg v'yavar? Or do we look at that lav as attached to the yarg v'yavar aveira of Avodah Zarah? That we're talking here where it's pekuach nefesh. That's the case. It's funny, the Mechaber doesn't say, but the next sif talks about things that are not sakana. So here we're talking about sakana, which with sif aleph talked about, and sif beis is a continuation of.
And there's a chilek when the writer mentioned that.
Only according to the first shita, because according to the first shita, it's gzeira derabana, but still yarg vayaver. The asid refuah dil ba'asilam shuche basrei.
And that makes the yarg.
The lav is their isa. The Xer Jarbon was to make Yahar Bayavar. That's right. They said, don't do it, it's a kala. It's Yahar Bayavar. How did Rabban have the kayak to do it?
That's what they did.
That's what Taisa the Rush learned. It's a little strange because the Lashon HaGemara, the Ran brings Yerushalmi, the second sheet. Lashon HaGemara in Ipsach and Chapei is B'chol Mitzrayim Chutz Me'asei Asherah, and then it says Shenemar U'B'chol Nafshecha. Loit Yerushalmi, it's very Geshmak. U'B'chol Nafshecha. We learn out that Avodah Zarah is Yarg Val Yavar, and this is Abizrayim Avodah Zarah. According to Taisus in the Rush, it's a bit of a daichik. It says U'B'chol Nafshecha by bowing to Avodah Zarah. So since the Rabbanu will chayshish till ma'asi lam shuchei basrei, so mela that's included. But it's only the Rabbanu, but it's also the Rabbanu, it's yarg v'yavar.
Again, in the rules of the Mechaber, the Yesh
Eitzim, so I'm going to get to that in a second. That's the next step.
So this Nekuda, if that's the case, this is the only such tree in the world, is clearly in Asherah, the darkest.
There's nothing to do with being the only tree in the world. There's nothing to do like any shita. According to the first sheet, that means the only thing available to you.
Fine, so it's the only thing available. Yeah. But there is a doctor, the patient's a year.
Right.
Does the patient have a fear to say, I have to refuse this because...
That's what we're talking about. That's the whole discussion.
And if he does that, and Lord, when he dies, did he die up in Hashem?
The points in Shemayim, I don't know. He died up he did the right thing, I guess it's Kiddush Hashem. You know, the Rambam says anybody who dies because he's a Jew is died up Kiddush Hashem, so I guess this. Excuse me? Today there are, I'd say, Ashera, there are trees in these countries that they serve, or that's part of the Avodah Zarah. But I never heard there should be a refuah. Now, I live in the United States where there are no religious, very few religious goyim, and they're not into this stuff. But there could be other countries where it's different. I don't know. What? Look, if they cut off here for Sheitlach, would you know they cut off here for Avodah Zarah if not for the Sheitel Tumul? You'd never dream that there's such a Meshuggah Nezach, they cut off here for Avodah Zarah. But they do. So what are you going to do? So they might exist, they may not exist. Now,
according to the second sheet, if there are other sources, then you're allowed to use the Avodah Zarah source also?
According to the second sheet, you can never use the Avodah Zarah source because you're in the hand of the Avodah Zarah.
Soon
it's
available from a.
That's the difference between the two sheets. According to the first sheet, it would be Mutah. According to the second sheet, it's always us. What? The Gzeira is Yehorek Val Yavar. There's a Paschal Yid Bak B'yad Chamu'uma. That's a lav. The first Shita holds up Israel is not Yehorek Val Yavar. So that's that lav. There's no Gzeira Darabon. The Rabbanu will geyser Dil Ma'asilam Shuchi Basrei that even B'makim Sakana it's awesome.
Rabbi, isn't there a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that what's Avodah Zarah is what's not the ground itself or the mountain itself, but that which is on top of it. So
except for a tree.
Except for a tree?
Yeah. Sure, it's a Paschal. Now, how do we paskin? Shach Yud Aleph says, Haskamas HaPaiskim Kisvara Rishayna. The Haskamah of the Paiskim is like the first Svara, which is more Megal. So we should come from that with two Chidushim. A, you're allowed to use the Asherah tree, as long as the guy didn't specifically designate it. One Kula. And then, B, a global Kula. That Abizrayu is not Yehorek Vayavar. That's what should come out from this Shach.
Everybody does that for now, right?
Yes. But Makam Sakana though is Surya Na Amutr. Now, Okay. According to Klali HaShulchan Aruch, the halacha is like the first sheet also. Now this, there is a bit of a problem, because the Ramah in Kuf Nun Zayin paskins that Abizrael is Yehorad Valyavar. The Ramah in Kuf Nun Zayin paskins that Abizrael is Yehorad Valyavar. And here the Shach is paskining like the first Shita. Again, I told you the Stipler writes in his letter that shaking hands is Yehorad Valyavar. But the Ramah paskins Abizrael of Gilarais is Yehorad Valyavar. So the problem is, how could the Shach paskin Abizrael is not Yehorad Valyavar? He calls it Askamis Hapaiskim. When the Ramah Kuf Nun Zayin, the Shach doesn't argue there. He says, we'll have to see, one second. So I just want to point out that the Gra, Taka learns his Tali Zebizet. The Gra Yod Aleph, Kamashkosim praises Sachem, Mechamas Ram, Mechutz Me, Atzei, I'm sorry, not Yod Aleph, Yod Dalid, V'yesh Oisrim, the V'yesh Oisrim here, the Gra says, Shechenu B'Yushalmi, Perek Beis Avoy Dezara, Haran Shom, Vayin Beragoyla, V'chein Pasuk HaRapsim, Mekuf Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, Bahaga, V'chol Isra, Avoy Dezara, Gilei Arayis, Yisrael V'yavar. So the Gra is passing like the Yesh Oisrim, based on that Ramah. The Gra is paskining like the Yesh Oisrim, not like the Shach. He says the same as the Ramah in Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. So the Gra holds as Toli Zabazah, is very consistent. What's confusing to us is the Shitas HaShach. The Shach is saying that here we paskin Abizrayu. Lakula, the Kuf Nun Zayin, the Ramah paskins Abizrayu Lachumra. So it's a difficulty. So the Avdei Nezer has a tshuva in which he explains the Shitas HaShach. Nezer is in Yeridei Kuf Chav Ches. He makes a chilik between two types of Abizrayu. He's saying this in the Shach. He says there's an Abizrayu which is included in the spirit or in the understanding of the Iker Isser. The Iker Isser of Gilei Arayis is the Hano of Gilei Arayis. Chibuk and Nishuk is a me'en of that. It's not the same as a Bia. But Chibuk and Nishuk is like a mini Gilei Arayis. It's the same type of a Hano of Gilei Arayis in a smaller scale. So that we paskin is Yehorad Valyavar. Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah, what's the Isra of Avodah Zarah? Belief in a foreign God. If you would have a lav that would be connected to faith in another God, that would be Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah, which is Yehorad Valyavar. But that's not the case of Layidbak Biyat Chamu'uma. Layidbak is Isra Hanah. Like many Yisraeli, like Pasa B'chal V'asabana, Avodah Zarah is Asabana. In Abizrayu, which doesn't plug in to the main Isser. In the Tama Mitzah plugs into other Isserei Hanah. That Abizrayu, the Shach holds, is not Yehorad Valyavar. So the Shach, it's Rav Nezer, is saying a svara, not Mukhach, except that it answers Kavanas HaShach, that there are two types of Abizrayu. An Abizrayu, which is the sort of the theme of the Iker Isser, which is Chibuk and Nishuk by Arayis. And Abizrayu, which is not the theme of the Iker Isser, such as Lo Yidbak Biyat Chamuma. So that's his pshara between the shitas. If it's Nagia Sheina Shalchiba, so it's not even Aser. So then you don't have to come on to Rav Nezer, because Nagia Sheina Shalchiba we pass in his mutter. So that.
So you're
not allowed to knock on wood, if you believe knocking on wood is Savai Dezara. And you're allowed to be Nehenna from that Shaira. That's going to come from the Shach, yes.
Rabbi, it's Gemara that says that if you have a path to go with the Zarayas there in the path, the Avodah Zarah, it's better to go past the Avodah Zarah. Zarayas, they hold is worse. So why can't they have Zarayas?
Because there's no mocker in the Rishayim to be Mechalik. That's why. To just say Abizrayah of this, not Abizrayah of that, it's hard. You know, there's the Gemara says that being mevayu someone barabim is yehorad valyavar. Right? Gemara says a saita. Utif shiapalatz le'tachkiv shem shaleish, and shouldn't be mevayu someone else barabim. Taisus holds that way la'alacha. Taisus asks why it says gimel averis. Why does it say a fourth avera of being mevayu someone barabim? So those who say that it's a bizrayu of shvichas damim. because it says, Asi Chivra, Azul Sumkav Asi Chivra, something like that, that the blood drains from the body. So it's a sort of Avizrayu, and that's why. So if there's such an Avizrayu, then it's an Avizrayu. So this is Sif Beis, yes. If the tree's in Avodah Zarah, when the guy sells it, there's a concept of bittul Avodah Zarah. We said that as long as the tree belongs to a Jew, it's an Avodah Zarah forever. There's no bittul. But when a guy owns an Avodah Zarah, if he sells it, so if he sells it to someone else who's also going to use it as an Avodah Zarah, there's not bittul. It doesn't remove this Avodah Zarah. But if someone sells his Avodah Zarah to someone who's going to cut it down and use it for wood or for drugs, that's called bittul Avodah Zarah. The Isra Avodah Zarah falls off.
Can you say today, in this country, any drug would be okay? It's so because it's an intermediary called the drug company. Is that correct?
Because the guy sold it to the drug company, yeah. If it would be a Jew who owned the tree and used it as Avodah Zarah and then sold it, it would remain an Avodah Zarah. So that's...
The guy didn't own the tree,
that is working. A person can't... If someone worships someone else's tree, he doesn't ask. Why here isn't it considered when he sells it for a fool? Why isn't it called a bittul? It's not considered a bittul. Why not? You're asking. It's a good question. I suppose that it's part of their pride of the Avodah Zarah is that the Avodah Zarah.
He tells me mine. He said, "Go take from that." He said, "He didn't sell it."
You know, if the guy's mevatel, we know it's mutter. We had that earlier. Now we go back to Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. Pesachei Tshuva Aleph has a tshuva of Samsaivach. Samsaivach has a few very powerful tshuvas where he paskins Yehorat Val Yavar Shailas.
Behem
Sakana. Behem Sakana, right. Ayim Berhei Tavayim Tshuva Simen Ayim Vav Shenishal. Now you have to listen to this. Oidais Alma Achas Bas Yud Cheshana, an 18-year-old girl. Behi Bechayli Nichba. What's chayli nichba?
Epilepsy.
Okay, epilepsy. She's suffering from epilepsy. Rachmana litzlan. B'chol ha'roif in nisya yishu melvakish la'refuah. And the doctors were not able to find a way of dealing with her illness, with healing her. Ach, however, ha'roifim ha'kaimrim be'eretz Yishmael, the gayish, what do they call them, the Arabs? Not priests, but imams. Oimrim efshi yimtzu la'refuah b'samim charifim. They have a very powerful medication. Oisha Tobus. Am I kill her? Or am I heal her? Vizui Tevas L'chaim Alamaves. And this is her choice. To take the medicine and have a normal life and possibly die. Ach, however, this is the catch. Haraif and Mohema Aina Ma'asman Oisa L'Beisam. These doctors don't take them into their hospital. Elim Kain Toichli Ma'am Devar Ma'asurim. Only if she goes, checks in, and she cuts off her connection to the outside world. She has to eat what they serve, Dvar Masurim. V'shum Yisrael v'mishpachto lo yovei yetzah kol yemei meshech ha'yesesham. She does not have any contact with the outside world all the days she's there. Im mutter la'aseis kein, is it mutter? So it's really a twofold question. Is epilepsy a sakana that she should be allowed to go into a refuah, which might kill her? Which would be a separate shaila. And secondly, is she allowed to go into a Beis Avodah Zarah? Beheshev, any answer? Hagam. Well, we're going to see. Yishmael Avodah Zarah for Jews, then Avodah Zarah for Goyim. It's up in courses for a year. Then I remember somebody who's a kaifer in Oisach HaShabbatayra is also your Goyim. Beheshev, Hagam li'inyin la'achila davarissa. The sheet is the Rosh and the Marshal. The Marshal holds that epilepsy is sakonis nefashis, and you can rely on them. It's a question of pukuach nefesh. We go lahakul. We can argue what's called lahakel, but the Chassam Sefer says you can assume that it's a sakana. Ah, Mikomak in Pasha Benididon the Osol and Maestro Labati Ishmaelam and Al for a couple of reasons. Chada. I feel right from Israel and Kai Gavna, me hit a lahachnis atzmam besofik nefesh lahamas elahafyais. Who says they're allowed to enter into a shaila that a refuah that might kill them? Mekoshke da'ol adas harash ain't come pikuach nefesh. The needle lavar isaday raisa alchem lahakel. It's true that we'd be over in isaday raisa to heal her. Achlin yilamaisra lamisa, but to give her to a refuah that might kill her, amrinan shamei by sakaras nefashes. A mekolchem bereifahu, and koshke by a goyish adakta shenechshel ashvichas damim. We say that goyim achoshir on killing Jews. Especially Arabs, lulei shehu raifei mumcha d'loy marim nasai. The only reason you're allowed to go is because a doctor doesn't want to develop a bad reputation. Hacha harei loy marim nasai kshemisenu. Here there's no marim nasai ki aimer meikara daita demisa nachis. I told you right away it's a 50-50 if he'll die or live. So that's one reason which is independent of avodah zarah issues, that you shouldn't go into a sakana for something which now presently is not clearly a sakana. But well, the procedures that might. So I mentioned last week the Ban Gilyam Arsha says if the present state is a sakana and the refuah is a sakana, so we work with the statistics. If there's if statistically a person has a better chance of survival with the operation, then we allow it, even though it's a sakana. Here he's saying that's not poshut that she's a sakana in the first place.
When was this written, this chur, roughly?
So Seifa lived around 1800.
Because there was a period in time when the Arab doctors were refutable.
Okay.
Refutable
or refutable?
Now
they're refutable. Void. Void. And a second point. This is our main point. Me'achar shehei makpidim shaloi toichel mishaloh basa kasha. Since they're makpid she should eat treifis. The kamrasim bizar lahaber al das. The kavana is to shmadar. The chol haber adas have a kavay dazar atzma dihar vayaver. Kshein shein misrapim basi ashera afilu refuah beduka, and just like there's no refuah basi ashera, even refuah beduka, which is sif beis, who adin shein misrapim b'avaras adas kagan shrefuah beduka lechol basar vayvikachavim mechavim lahavir v'roitzer shiyechol dafkin neveilos v'im lavlein nechem lechol basar yomis vayechol neveilos. If the guy is doing an avera lahaver al das with the plan of shmating someone, it's yarg val yaver makokrin hacha she havera ain't even a refuah ki refuah b'samim loy b'achilazu. Certainly here the nevela is not a refuah, the medicine is makokrin sheish lachush lepito ilavaras adas. Certainly she'd be cut off from the outside world. They're going to try to talk her into shmating mutav shetam zakai al yom eschayim. So this is some seifis psak. Some sefer chiddush is this chiddush, that going into such a setting, which is that kavanah is lahaver al adas, even though it's not vadei avodah zarah, some would say vadei avodah zarah is yarg val yaver. If he bows down, it's a ma'aseh avodah zarah. Here, it's a chshad. There'll be moishuk the person to avodah zarah. In kol zeh, he says that it's yarg val yaver. So this is an iser today. Our circumstances got better, but today there's a refuah for people who have homosexual tendencies. There's an excellent program that comes out of Utah, out of the Mormons.
Yeah.
They have group therapies, and what they do is they want to get people there. They have groups all over the place. People who they do very well, and the refuah they do well. But ultimately, you go for sessions, then you have to go down there to their place. As mamish this case, and I once had it with somebody who I was very close with in the yeshiva years ago, and he told me to go through. He didn't tell me what it was from, but then when it came to going there, he was nervous. Besides, what's he going to tell his parents, you know, for vacation? But I told him he couldn't go. No matter what, it's this chasam seifer, this chosam seifer. Now today there's a Jewish program that uses the same method, an excellent group called Jonah that does the same thing with great success. But until then, this was an example. You know, we sit in the world, we think that these things don't happen. They happen. These things are all over.
We have the alcoholics anonymous. They have the churches, and it's based on the steps. And I think that
the alcoholics anonymous, and it's a wonderful program. It's the component is not really a religious component. It depends where you go, but the 12-step program is a good program. Anyway, this is the Chiddush on Sif. It's really an extension of Sif Beis, even though Pesachei Teshuvah has an Sif Beis. And only a Shaila. A Shaila, which is not mentioned, as far as I know, in Halacha, is the Shaila, we talked about Abizrayu, of Avodah Zarah, Gilas HaShechas Damim, and we said that the Ramah is Machmir, the Shachir is Meikel, and we tried to come up with some Shara. The Shaila in the Paiskim, in the Rishayim, and it's very hard to find in the Paiskim, is Lifnei Iver of the Gimel Arayis Yehorek Valyaver. I mean to say, this is the case that it would come up. Let's say someone comes to a Jew and he says, "Give me your gun, or I'll kill you." Okay, give me a knife, or I'll kill you. And he wants to take this gun or knife and kill a Jew. So the question is that Yehorek Valyaver? Now, on the one hand, he's saying, I'll kill a Jew or I'll kill you. On the other hand, it's a, you're only over lifnei iver. You're not over on killing somebody. If, let's say, someone gets a gun for this person, so it's, he's over on which aveira, lifnei iver, lifnei mishal, is alive. So we discussed Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis, Abizrayu of Shvichas Damim. What about a lifnei iver of Shvichas Damim? Or a lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah? Let's say he comes to a Jew, and he tells the Jew, buy me an Avodah Zarah, or give me an animal that I need to shed for my Avodah Zarah. It's lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah.
Why didn't
he
say, yeah?
But it's assuming he can't get it elsewhere, so it's lifnei iver. So here, there's an interesting stira in the Ramban. Assume you have to do a ma'isa. You have to go get it for him.
Yeah, but the ma'isa that I'm doing is not a ma'isa of
if you hold a bizrayu davay dezara, bizrayu is aser, that means a lav that's attached to it is also aser. Does it have to be a specific lav? Or could it be another lav, I guess?
Isn't the same case so, tomorrow when the army is supposed to come to the town and say, give me a young yid?
Not the same. No. They're giving over the Yid L'misa. Here,
you don't know
what he said. So here, there seems to be a stirus of Ramban and Chumash and around the Gemara. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says to Aaron, Akayin, Ma osl lecha, what's the lashon? Ma osl lecha amazeh. Well, what did they do to you that you made an eagle? So Rashi says a lashon, kama yisurim savalta, that you are asking to do it. So the Ramban writes on the Rashi, what do you mean kama yisurim savalta? He says Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron that's Yehorek Valyaver, that's lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says that lifnei iver of Avodah Zarah is Yehorek Valyaver. That was his taina. His taina was that mas lo chamazeh. What happened with you? It's Yehorek Valyaver to make an Avodah Zarah for them. The Ramban says there that lifnei iver of the Gimel Averis is Yehorek Valyaver. That's a Ramban. Okay. That's Kavanas Rashi. Okay. The in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalid, the Sugyas of Yehorek Valyaver, there's a Machlokes the Baal Amor and the Ramban. The Gemara has there a case of, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it. The Gemara brings some foreign words, kivaki v'dimuliki, which are, as the Gemara explains, in the Beis Avodah Zarah, they used to go around and collect from homes hot coals to bring to the Beis Avodah Zarah to warm the people who are being Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara there has a shaila, if they come for the Beis Avodah Zarah to a Jew's house, and they ask him for coal, for hot coals, so if it's Yehorek Valyaver or not. So the Gemara says, Yavinan Lahu. You're allowed to give it to them, and and it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It says machleik is the Balamor and the Ramban. The Balamor says it's mutter because hanos atzmon shani is a concept in the Gemara. That if they're doing it for avodah zara, that's avodah zara. If they're doing it for hanos atzmon, so there's an idea that that's not called avodah zara, even though it helps them be avodah zara. So the Balamor has an idea of hanos atzmon shani. The Ramban though disagrees, and the Ramban says the reason it's mutter is because it's only lifnei iver. Giving them the hot coals is only lifnei iver of avodah zara, and lifnei iver of avodah zara is something that's not yahard v'yavar. So that Ramban says lifnei iver of avodah zara is not yahard v'yavar, and the other Ramban says that lifnei iver is yahard v'yavar. It seems to be a stira.
It's not a direct lifnei iver. What you're doing is making it easier for them to do avodah zara.
A maskim, but that's not what the Ramban says. Ramban, you're right. It's a secondary lifnei iver. Yet the Ramban writes that lashon that lifnei iver the avodah zara is not yahard v'yavar. It must be on the Balamor. So it seems to be a problem. There's a sefer Piskei Tshuva. It was written between the wars by a Polish yid, Big Talmud Chacham. See, he suggests a possible answer. He's mechalik between lifnei iver of a mezid, so it's not yahard v'yavar, and lifnei iver of a shaygeg. He says that that gemara of the kvaki v'dimuniki, people are going to be avodah zara, the mezidim, they're going to find a way to do it. So even though you're making it possible, but it's not yahard v'yavar. By the egel, there were some Jews that were shaygeg him. Some the ikir, the ones who were killed were mezidim, but there were some Jews that were shaygeg him. By a shaygeg, you have to be machmir. That's his pshara. It answers the question, but it's not so satisfying an answer.
Any service that you provide for a church, they make the same thing.
If it makes, only if the service makes the ability to be avodah zara. Now, let's say someone...
You give heat.
Okay, the thing is, nowadays, it's available elsewhere. I don't know if that Gemara was available elsewhere.
An electrician.
You're right. If it's the last minute and they have to fix the electricity, or they'll be closed. So then, it's a very appropriate thing to learn on December 25th, right? You know, we're having a meeting in the yeshiva about other things. Rabelsky mentioned that this year Sunday Hanukkah we really should have yeshiva because it's December 25th. We shouldn't practice as if it's a chagah. We should really have yeshiva and give off a different day. So I told Rabelsky, I think the biggest bezoyin to Rav Dezara is that nowadays no one even notices that it's December 25th. Like the boys don't realize that, oh, it's that holiday, and nobody even thinks about it. Like the biggest bazillion is when you don't even notice it. That's a big concern. Anyway, this came up when we were learning Navi. I asked Rav Palm, the Shai, we're learning Malachim Beis. I think it's Perek Yudah thereabouts. You have the story of Yehu. Yehu was the one Melech, the only, the only Melech of the ten Shvatim that was appointed by a Navi. Yeah, I can count Yeravam, but afterwards, who was the only Melech appointed by a Navi? It was Yehu. Yoina actually came to Yehu, B'shlichas Elisha, to tell him he's going to be a Melech. When Yehu became a Melech, he started off great. He started off by, he said, Achav Ovar Asabala. Ma'at Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. What he did is he sprung a trap. He said, Achav, you think he was an Ovad Abal? I'm going to really do it. And he made a stadium assembly, a major assembly of all the Ovdei Habal. And they all came into one stadium, and he made a gzeirah, no one's allowed to be missing, and they all have to come. So all the Ovdei Habal came. And then he locked the doors, and he sent in his soldiers to kill all of them. So what he did as part of his pretend was the pasuk says he brought a carbon to the Baal. So it bothers the Radak. He brought a carbon to the Baal. So the Radak says, Ayidei Acherim. He had other people. He wasn't going to say B'shechten Elishas Avodah Zarah. He did it Ayidei Acherim. So I asked Rav Palm then that if the Ramban holds Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is Yarg V'Yavar, How could he bring the carbon Ayidei Acher? He was over lifnei iver. So Rav Palm answered me then that when you're doing something in order to kill them all, that can't be lifnei iver. If you're doing it lahaviram, he had a raya. I don't remember the raya. But what? No, himself to do it, he couldn't do. That's not lifnei iver. That's to do avodah zarah is no heter. But lifnei iver is also because you're sort of helping the iver. So if you're not helping him, you're trying to trap him. That's what he said then. Now, all right. So that was a case of lifnei iver of avodah zarah. But anyway, this is a what?
Why is this like that? You're supposed to tell him.
You're supposed to pretend. You're supposed to pretend and trap him. And trap with his mutter. Okay. Maybe that was his raya, I don't remember. But what? Or not Kayin, Chazal say at a Cheshbin, if you harig B'migdash Hashem, Kayin v'Navi. Yeah, that he certainly tried, that's for sure. So, all right. So this is Siv Beis, the din of Refuah through Avodah Zarah. Let's learn Siv Gimel. Now, Siv Gimel is important because it comes up to everybody. Baruch Hashem, Yarg Val Yaver has not come up to any of us, and hopefully will never. However, medication, the issue of non-kosher medication is a very real issue. It disturbs me no end that all of the pharmacies in the Frum neighborhoods have most of their medication available only in the gelatin capsules. But they're available, most of them are available in regular pill form. If there were demand for it, they would carry it. But there's really no demand. I ask for and the regular antibiotics. I ask the pharmacist if he has it in pill form. Vinishvi, they only have it in capsule form, which has the gelatin caps on the outside, which is well, we hold gelatin as treif, so the pashas is treif. So we're going to learn here the rules. It works out well. This week we'll just do mechaber ramah to know the rules, and next week we'll get into the nitty gritty of it. So to mechaber, bishari surim misrapim b'makim sakana. Shari surim treifus. You're allowed to have a refuah now. B'makim sakana, I feel a derech hanosan. If it's a sakana, of course, a person's allowed to have a refuah with anything. Shalai b'makim sakana, but let's say it's not a danger. A person just has an illness. He has a pneumonia, or he has an illness that's not a refuah. Oser shal oser derech hanosan oser to have a noah from an issur deraisa is oser. Shalai k'derech hanosan mutter. In the Torah, all Isurim in the Torah are only Asa Kedarkam. It's a Kal Gadol. On Shabbos, if you do something with a Shinoi, it's not Asa Minat Torah. Torah only asks things Kedarach. Or Bia, Shalai Kedarach Bia. It's only Asa where there's a Riboy. But otherwise it would be Mutter. Or Achila. Achila, Shalai Kedarach Achila, is an Isid Rabbanan. Hana, Shalai Kedarach Hana, is an Isid Rabbanan, except by Basa B'Cholav. Kaliya Karim, but normally Shalai Kederach Hana is a Drabbanan. Here the Rabbanan specifically made an exception. Shalai Kederach Hana san muta, for any refuah, you're allowed to take treifis in an abnormal way. Chutz Makaliya Karim Basach Bchalav Shasurna Afilu Shalai Kederach Hana san El B'makim Sakana. So Basach Bchalav, it doesn't say B'basach Bchalav Alashin Achila. So Zlay Savashal Gedi, it's a Riboy. So there, and Kaliya Karim are also in any event. However, treifus, nevelus and treifus, are mutter shaloi kederech hanah. We'll have to define what is shaloi kederech hanah. Ein leo simin kuchav gimel. Now, what's neged to our medicine, I'm going to skip most of this Ramah, because it's not neged directly to our medicine. The Ramah, though, at the end of the sif, which is the end of the simin, is a important condition. He says the last two lines, Ein matirin shum dava isa l'chayla im yuchal asis or refua beheter. When that matter, treifis, shalai kederach hanah, if it's available, beheter, kamay beiser. Afal pishat sarach lishay tzas kaidim shim tzah heter, me'achah shein sakana bedavar. Even if you have to wait for it, since there's no sakana. Now this last line of the Ramah is a problem with our antibiotics. If it's available in pill form, we really should not be taking it in capsule form. And in the Pashtus Hadvarim, I'll talk to you about why there are limudes chus l'kula. But the Pashtus is that these things should not be taken. The same thing with the omega-3 fish oils, which today are very popular. And people are told by doctors, people who have degeneration of in their eyesight, which is a frightening thing. And they're told that there's no refuah except for omega-3. What? So they have to. So there are kosher ones. Since there are kosher ones available, you really shouldn't take the trefa ones. Now the doctors, at least in some cases, tell people that the kosher ones are not as good as the trefa ones. Now I'm not a pharmacist. I don't know. I tell people, so take two of the kosher ones. You know, you'll have to, I don't know if it works. You know, if it's kamos eichus veisach nisht. But it's a problem because people are very frightened of something like this, and there's no other refuah for the degeneration. Even the fish oils are not a refuah beduka; they're sort of supposed to help. So they say the Japanese don't have eyeglasses, right? They eat the fish all the time. Maybe they can't afford them. But this is a real issue today. It's a real problem. Now, in the case of the gel caps, there are those that are malam mitzchus. They point out that, first of all, gelatin is a machlaikis. Second of all, here it's made into a plastic. It's made into something which has no real taste. And now, does that make it heter? It's hard to understand that makes it heter. It makes it shalek hederach, perhaps. But that's the argument. The argument is that it's not a food anymore. Now, I believe it has caloric value. The body digests it as it would anyway. The body has nutrition from it, whatever nutrition there is in that little piece of gel cap. But that's the argument. The argument is that there are a couple of issues. Now, let's say it's something's only available in gel cap. What is the shaloi kederech hanoah of a gel cap? So the Velt says when you swallow it whole, that's shaloi kederech hanoah. The Pesachei Tshuva here brings a machloikes hapoiskim between the Noida Yehuda and the Teras Chaim. Teras Chaim is a pirish on the Gemara. It's one of the Gedolei Achrayim, a Kadmoin. But the Teras Chaim holds Lakula, that's called Shalei Kederach Anoa, and the Pesachei Tshuva disagrees. It's, I think, in the middle of Sukkot and Hay. We'll get to it next week inside. But the Noida Yehuda says swallowing it whole is not enough Shalei Kederach Anoa. Now, Rav Palm told people, and until you try it, people think it's a crazy thing to do. Rav Palm tells people have to take gel caps, that they should wrap it in a piece of tissue, and swallow it that way. You don't have to take a big tissue. You know, you take a one ply of the tissue, and you wrap it like a salami. You know, you roll it and twist the sides. You put it in the back of your tongue, and you take a drink, and you swallow it. It won't make you fleshy. If it makes you fleshy, people will be machmir. Nobody wants to be fleshy. But what?
The taste does matter.
Well, the reason is there's a hefsik between the Beis Ablia, it's a Mishnah in the end of Taharis somewhere, that if something is chaitzitz between the trefis and the Beis Ablia, it's shalei kederach. So if you wrap it in something, people asked about wrapping it in a piece of chewing gum. You chew a piece of gum, you wrap it in that. Chachma Sadam says that a food is not a hefsik in the Beis Ablia. It's not a din of a hefsik. Chewing gum is not food. Perhaps you're right. You can wrap it in Play-Doh if you want. But the wrapping in tissues is not. Rav Palm in his older years when he had to take a lot of medicines, I remember he commented to me, he wraps in tissues, it's not so hard. Like, why do people tell him all the years that, you know, you can't wrap it in tissues? I don't know. Now, could you open it? Is that does the capsule have anything to do with the end? Does it have any effect on the medication if you open the capsule?
So that they protect the medication through the acid
of the stomach.
So
opening it could have a detrimental effect on the
person.
Do you know if regular antibiotics are that way? Do you know?
I don't know specifically.
I could ask a pharmacist. I have a pharmacist in the family. So we have to find out if opening the capsules is an idea. They do sell veggie caps. They do sell veggie caps, which I believe one of the kosher companies, Adwi, they sell veggie caps, which are made that you can pour the contents of a gelatin cap into the veggie cap and swallow it. The veggie caps, for some reason, are made a little larger. I guess they want to have like a one-size-fits-all for all the medication. But it's available. And
so
what?
In this case,
food that the guy's eating. Gel cats have no flavor, no taste.
That's the argument. Whether if you take food and you make it taste neutral, whether it has a din of macholis asurais. There's a shach in Yerideya. The Mechaber says that things are bottle b'shishim. So the shach says that if it's taste neutral, I just remember which way is the shach, which way is the frigo garden. What is making shach is not here. Shach says if it's taste neutral, it has to be nice and tam levgam to be mutter. If it's taste neutral, the shach holds that it's. This machleis the shach and prima gadim. I think I'm remembering that the shach says it's aser. The prima gadim is matmiya. The prima gadim, yeah, prima gadim is matmiya. I remember that. Prima gadim is matmiya. He says, what do you mean? In a taruvis, things will be batul barayv. They're only not batul barayv because it's nice and tam. If it's taste neutral, it's not nice and tam. So Rav Moshe has a teretz that the shach was talking mim b'minai, and mim b'ena mina be b'mayim. They're all arguing in bittul, if something is taste neutral, if it has a shame iser. They all seem to agree that if something has a neutral taste, that to eat it by itself, it has still a shame iser. It started as iser and it wasn't pogum. Put it into applesauce. Yeah, well, you have to put the powder into the applesauce. The pill, if you put in the applesauce, it's not pogum. You take the whole pill and you put it, it's not going to help you. Yeah.
So,
excuse me? The idea it's only shalif if the bliya in tzaddik tes atzma shalisser. There are three shittas: is out some may some mitzarif to heter, mitzarif to iser, or nothing. That's only again bittel. It's not to eat that some may shalisser.
The palm held the wrapping in the tissue makes it then nice.
Makes a shalik derech. No, makes a shalik derech achila, which is mutter. But even then, if it's efshe behetah, you're supposed to do a behetah. It's not efshe behetah. Then it's hard to get. Most of the medications very hard to get it in a pill form. Most of them are only available. The pharmacists only carry them in the capsule form. I don't know why. Maybe they don't want to fill up the shelves. As it is, they have so many shelves. If they carry everything in pill form, they have twice as many. Ramesha writes that you don't have to go. The injections are a ma'aser refuah. Ramesha has his tshuva about fasting and Yom Kippur. You have to go for intravenous to avoid it. And he says a ma'aser refuah you don't have to do. You can take medication. That's by their eyes. All right, so we're going to come back to this issue of medication, Mifashem, next week. If anybody can download, the Star K, I believe, has an article on medication, trade for medication. If anybody can download it, but give it to me beforehand. So.